Hi, Selena. Selena, thank you so much for calling back. I was just about to send you a text message. I did try to call, and it went to your mailbox, but your mailbox was full. So thanks for calling
I
back
do
in.
apologize.
Oh,
It came
no.
up as a scam, and then I realized that what time it was, and I was like, oh wait, it's probably them. So I was like, let me call them back.
It was, and I'll have to tell that to our IT guy, because everything is voice over internet. If you remember that we did the voice verification when we spoke the last time, so all of our calls are outbound through a computer. It grabs a number that's local to the person that we're calling from, and for some reason it doesn't always show up as it properly should. So thank you so much though for calling back. Now, we do have your client interview scheduled, and you're both going to be able to be on that call on Tuesday morning, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then were you able to get the billing information? That's, I think, the only thing that I need. We did do
I do.
the security question. Is it,
Sorry.
that's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say I have the card information.
Okay, perfect. Is this a card in your name, the business name,
It
or it is? Okay.
is in the it's in the owner's name.
I thought so. I think you'd mentioned that earlier. So how does the name appear on the card?
It says Hayward. It's HEYWARD Cook.
Is that just COOK?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
I'm sorry
perfect.
about my voice. I've been sick this today. I'm so sorry.
I was gonna say, I hope you feel better. And is this a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It's a Sophie card. I'm not sure. I kind of just have the back of it, so I'm not sure if it's
Oh, that's okay. I can tell by the first number.
it's a MasterCard. I apologize.
That's okay. Yeah, MasterCards all start with a 5, Visas all with a 4. So I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
It's 5. And I'm gonna get a receipt sent to my email for this.
Yes, you're going to get an invoice. The initial invoice will be sent to you immediately.
Okay, thank you. Okay. 5430 0500
Okay.
0330
Okay.
6135.
And then the expiration month and year?
0929.
09 of 2029, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
664.
664. So 664, 664. I've got September or 09 of 2029 for the expiration date. And was the card itself 5430 0500 0330 6135?
Yes, sir.
What is the billing address of that card?
It's 205 Jennifer. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, I have to look. Jennifer Boulevard, Warner Robins, Georgia, 31093.
31093. Okay, perfect. All right, so you're going to get that confirmation or welcome email in the next couple of minutes here.
What email is it going to?
Let me just pull that up real quick. So
And I just,
the email
sorry.
address is your personal email, the selenajones0418 at gmail.com. Did you give me a different email? I thought that you did.
I did.
And is that the one that you wanted us to use?
For the services and like for the notifications and everything and stuff to come through, yes, I do. But if receipt was sent to my personal email, that's fine. I can transfer it.
I can update that. It's Selena Jones at WoodbineGeneralContracting.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me fix that. And I thought I had stored that and saved it. So I've got that saved in. So that's going to be the email address that everything is going to get sent to. Give me just a minute here.
Okay.
And then are you guys going to want to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When do you want to be found online?
So it would be Monday through Friday if you could do from 9 to 6.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, give me just one second here. I need to do a couple of things. I'm reducing the cost and reducing the setup fee.
And just to confirm again, y'all are going to be able to put us on the Google page. And the website is included.
That's
and,
correct.
The Facebook leads, Facebook ads as well, and y'all aren't going to charge us the daily thing, right?
That is all 100% correct. Everything that we talked about before, the Google, Bing, Apple. Mm-hmm, absolutely. But the Facebook ads are included. The website's included. There's no additional cost for anything, so it's simple, straightforward pricing. I was able to reduce the cost of the service from $599 a month down to $299 a month, and I reduced the one-time setup fee from $299 down to $99. So it bills today for $398. As I mentioned, the recurring billing will be on today's date, the 22nd, and that's for $299. That's an exact amount. It's a fixed rate. It's a flat rate. Again, you're not paying for any taxes or fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it's simple, straightforward pricing. On Tuesdays, when we're going to talk to the two of you in detail about your business, your services, your service area. Now, I'm not knowing why we weren't able to process that. It just says to retry. Let's see what that might have been. I see. It's missing a couple of fields here. I think that's just on our end. Give me just one second. Usually those fields auto-populate, so nothing wrong with the card that I can see. It just looks like I had to update a couple more spaces here. Normally that repopulates on its own. I do want to get you a confirmation email and, of course, get you the email for the invoice. And then are you guys accepting anything like, it's saying that the address doesn't match. That would be the zip code would be the one thing that it wouldn't be correct. Did that zip code update? I don't know why it didn't fix that. I think it's all like user error. It's just the fact that I'm not fully awake because for whatever reason, I didn't save your business email and I didn't hit update. So it pulled from the other address with the other zip code. So now that's why it's showing an ABS mismatch. Now an ABS mismatch will show as a pending transaction, but it will drop off at the end of the day. It only happens when the address is incorrect. It shows as a pending transaction. So you're going to see one payment for $398 as processed, and it looks like it's working this time. And then because I did try to process it with the other zip code on there, you'll see one as a pending transaction, but it will drop off at the end of the day. And we're definitely not trying to charge you twice. It just has the one that was with the wrong address on there. So you'll see that reflected. And then I do have a lengthy ID or transaction ID or a confirmation number. I can give you that, but you'll also receive it by way of email if you would want to go that way. But if you want to take down the transaction ID for that single payment of $398, I can give that to you now.
Yes, please.
Okay, sure. I'll give it to you three digits at a time. It's 830-313-253-724, then 7866.
That was 880-313-253-724-7866.
I think you said 880. It's 830, but everything else is correct.
But at the beginning.
At the beginning, yes.
I did. It's because of how I wrote it. It's a 3. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So you're all set and squared away. And then did I ask if you guys are accepting Venmo or PayPal, Cash App, anything like that, or just cash, check, credit card?
I believe that we're just doing the cash, check, credit card. But let me double check on that. Ask again on Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. No, I was just trying to give my client interview technician a bit of a head start. This is all information they're going to recover. They'll go over it again on Tuesday, and that's going to be at the same time.
I don't believe so, silly, because we've had problems before with the PayPal and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe we just go through the bank accounts.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll put that in the notes, and then our technician will call you on Tuesday at this same time. If I am in between phone calls, then I will be on that call as well, just to say a quick hello to you guys. Other than that, you're all set. Oh, wait. I did want to ask, because our automated system sent out a couple of emails. One is that welcome email, that confirmation email. That should be coming out to you in just a couple of minutes here. It looks like our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so you don't have the welcome email just yet, but that should come in a second or two. The one that you do have just now is the one that I actually wanted you to see. It's the one that says local splash initial invoice. So if you click on that one, it's going to say, why did that not correct your name? Where is your name not spelled correctly? Oh, my goodness. I think it pulled over from the phone call. Is it on the phone call? It is. It pulls from a different place. I had corrected it already, but then it pulled back from when I redialed the phone number. It wasn't corrected on the initial phone call. So that I need to resend, because that's got the wrong spelling of your name. I apologize. I'm usually not this this messy with everything, but it is kind of not as clean and straightforward as it should have been. But let me just resend the local splash initial invoice. There we go. That's got the correct spelling of it. So you should get a – let me refresh and see if it got sent back out. That one's still in the process of being sent. At least on my end. I don't think it's all on my end, because I'm seeing notes that some people are having technical issues with our system. Luckily, I don't have the same issues that they're having, but I wonder if it's all related. It seems like it's affecting the speed at which our emails are being sent, but I think a lot of the things that we're having difficulties with right now are some things that I maybe should have caught before I tried to do what I'm trying to do here. And then it might be that we changed the email, and that's why it's all updated and correct. I'm gonna okay, there we go. Yeah, like I said, it just takes a minute or two. So right now our system caught up. You have two emails that say local splash initial invoice, but the one that is most recent is the one with the accurate spelling of your name. You've got one that says a welcome to local splash email. That's important, not just because it has our client support information. Most of our emails do. That also has your login credentials for your tracking system. So your credentials, your login, your username is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on. It's in our system the same way. So you can't change it, but it's easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's 478-334-3110. That's the username. The default password is the number 4 and Google. So the number 4, G-O-O-G-L-E. You can change your password as often as you like. And you can do that through your client dashboard. You have another email. You don't have to look at it now, but I just wanted to give you the heads up. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Any of those pictures are important. It doesn't have to be everything, but if you can send us photos of, you know, tools or equipment, the work vehicle, anything like a business card or proof of insurance. There's no real physical workplace, since, you know, you know, customers don't come to you. That's okay too. Just where the service vehicle is parked when it's not in service, that's usually just fine for that one. And then the one that I did want you to see is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you click on that one, it says, hello, Selena, and it should be spelled correctly. Then it says, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So click on the two words, click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the local splash terms of experience. So this is everything that we went over in that other phone call provided for you in writing. Of course, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 will choose Bing over Google. We will make sure that you're listed on Bing as well. Of course, all of the different destinations, the directories, the Facebook ads are included. The website is included at no additional cost. You'll see the long line, and below it, it populates a few boxes. We would like for you to click all three, one that you agreed to receive SMS messages, one that you certify that you're authorized to use the card, the other that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring, although you can stop at any point in time. And since the billing is for Hayward, in that longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would type in or copy and paste Hayward Cook. Click the longer confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored box. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways. As long as you're not locked in portrait mode, when it pops to landscape mode, everything pops up just a little bit higher, making it a lot easier for you to access. Now, clicking that confirm signature box does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that it is a reduced rate, that we're doing the website, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit, which again, name, address, phone number, website, so we can make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you to log into your tracking system. So just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, I'm just reading through it right here. You'll also do Yelp as well?
Could you say Yelp? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
So we are a Yelp.
I haven't heard Yelp in a long time, honestly.
We are a Yelp vendor. We're actually partnered with Google and partnered with Meta. We are a Yelp vendor. We're not a Yelp partner, but we are authorized mm-hmm. to sell Yelp products. This is not something mm-hmm. that we've done for you here, but it is something that we can do later on. Personally, I don't find that the Yelp product is very profitable for most business owners. Most of the business owners mm-hmm. that I speak with that have it already mm-hmm. they'd say it's not worth the money. Mm-hmm. And I would tend to agree just from speaking with so many business owners over the years. So it's not typically a product mm-hmm. that I think works for most businesses. I have mm-hmm. sold a couple because they wanted it. They asked for it. They said, no, it's something that I don't have and I want it. So I've done that. But yeah, it's not necessarily something that I recommend. For businesses that are service-based, mm-hmm. when you're going to someone's home, most people go to Google. I mean, Yelp is great for mm-hmm. a new restaurant in town.
Yeah, I know, Yelp isn't really like a thing. I just was reading through and saw it on there, but I haven't heard it in a long time.
If it has an asterisk by it, it's a service that we can provide, but may not necessarily be providing for you. particular case. The terms and conditions are just very general. It's the same for everybody. So, I mean, obviously that's why I said, you know, we're doing the Facebook ads, we're doing the website, of course, Google and Bing and all the additional destinations and directories.
I have a question about the Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
So do y'all take, like, percentage of what we're paying and pay Facebook for those ads, or do y'all just have a contract with them where, okay, we're going to give this business like $20 a day in the thing, or $10 a day, or like how's that contract work between y'all? Like, are we going to get as, because right now our budget is $20 a day and we've been seeing a good return on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just y'all's company has like everything in one, and that's why we decided to go with y'all. But
right,
I just want to clarify that mm-hmm. is still going to be.
We are partnered with Facebook, like I said, and of course trained by Facebook to make sure that we're crafting the ads in such a way that we get you the best return on investment and the lowest cost per click. So, you know, typically you're going to see enough traction, and especially when we're adding the Google and everything else, you've got the Facebook ads included in that package, so you're not paying extra for that. And, you know, obviously our job is to cover the entire month, make sure that you're getting as many phone calls as you can handle. If you find that, you know, maybe your amount of traffic through Facebook has dropped a little bit, please do let us know.
Okay. And then I had one more question. What was it? I just had it in my brain. I should have wrote it down. I'm so sorry.
No problem at all.
I don't know. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. If you have any questions, you know, write them down or whatever. Our technician can go over all of that on Tuesday.
Right. Any questions? I was just about to say. Can I sign my name, or do I need to put Hayward?
No, it has to be an exact match because that's how it is on the billing.
Okay. Well, he knows that I'm doing this, and
he was on the other call, right?
Yes. Okay, and then you said the password for Local Stash. I know you said the username was my phone number.
Right. Let me pull up the password again. I think it was the number 4 and the word Google. And you don't have to go that next step if you're trying to log in right now. You would just get an error message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. You will, after we do your client interview, get notification by text and email that your tracking system is active. You can try it at any point in time, but again, you might see that error message. Once your tracking system is active, though, it's active 24/7, and the reports update in very near real time, so almost real time reporting, updating several times throughout the day. So yeah, your username is your phone number, area codes included, but no dashes, no spaces or parentheses, just the number 478-334-3110. The default password for the first time you log in is the number 4, Google, all lowercase, no space. And then, of course, you can change that password.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Well, thanks again for calling back in. Really do appreciate you. Looking forward to getting this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot, Selena. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you. Bye-bye.